I've become increasingly concerned over the last few years, especially as a city council member, by what I see as Urbana's lagging behind in growth compared to neighboring communities and some serious shortcomings in leadership within the city.
And you think you can do something about that as mayor?
Yes, I do. The very first thing I want to do is put together a search committee and fill the vacant city administrator position. This position's been empty for the last 10 years or so. It's provided for in our city code. And I think an organization as complex as a city in this day and age needs professional administration.
You mentioned population growth in Urbana, and as far as we can count, Champaign has seen much more population growth proportionately than Urbana has since the 1990 census. What would you want to do about it as mayor?
Well, I do think it's been damaging to us. One of the challenges and opportunities in Urbana is about 30% of our land area is property tax exempt due to the presence of the university. We're the county seat. So the fact that we haven't grown means that the tax burden falls largely on residential property owners and business owners in the city. So we need healthy growth in our city to maintain our tax base, to have a stronger economy, and to survive challenges like the hospital tax exemption. So I think growth, sustainable growth, is healthy for a community. It keeps our schools functioning. It keeps our city thriving. And because we're such a transient community, we're constantly turning over in population.
What would you, as mayor, do to help bring more development to downtown Urbana?
Well, I'd like to look at the city as a whole. The downtown, of course, is a key part of it. And it boils down to, number one, changing the perception of the city. You know, we still hear all the time that we're perceived as not being business friendly or we have a bad business climate. That's one thing we have to change. I've served on the board of the Champaign County Economic Development Corporation for the last 6 years. And the thing that you learn there is that most economic development and growth comes from within, from local people, local investors. And they say Urbana is harder to build in, and they have pretty negative experiences with current Urbana leadership as far as the relationship. So rebuilding those relationships, changing the perception of Urbana are two very, very important things. And that's what I want to focus on as mayor.
Somewhat related, Carle and its Health Alliance subsidiary is moving offices out of Urbana and specifically out of downtown Urbana from Lincoln Square to a facility outside of Urbana at the Curtis Road I-57 interchange. That's got to have an impact on the city.
Well, short term, it's going to be a severe impact. There are hundreds of jobs leaving Urbana. We need to recognize that Carle is our second largest employer in Urbana and in the county. And Urbana, over the past few years, has failed to really capture the people and the dollars that those folks bring to the community. They need to eat, they need to sleep, shop, run errands, rent an apartment, buy a house. And we have not done a very good job of drawing those folks into the downtown area. People ask me about the Carle tax issue. I think hospitals should pay property taxes, but we have to remember that this 2012 law was passed by the Illinois General Assembly, who gave the hospitals the tax exemptions for charity care. And Urbana may very well win the lawsuit, but I think it'll be a short-term gain. And if the Illinois General Assembly is determined to give tax exemptions, they're going to be back in Springfield drafting a new law, at which point Urbana and our elected representatives needs to be there to get language that is just more fair to Urbana taxpayers.
In terms of just that office space in downtown Urbana, what does the city do to bring more people into downtown to fill that space?
Well, we certainly can try to provide leads to the owner of Lincoln Square, and I know he's looking for new tenants as well. I understand the county is looking at perhaps moving some office or all of their offices over to Lincoln Square. We are bursting at the seams in the city building for some departments, so it may be an option for some city offices.
There's been a lot of discussion about that Illinois Department of Transportation report showing a racial disparity in traffic stops in Urbana, traffic stops by police, that is. How do you feel the city has reacted to that report, and what else should be done moving forward?
I think we've reacted strongly. The city council voted to form the traffic stop task force, which conducted a study of the issue. They produced a good report that offered a bunch of recommendations that we are implementing. We've lowered the fine for some marijuana possession. We've extended the time that people can have to pay tickets and fines. And there's one last piece of the puzzle, and that is looking at the locations of where the stops are occurring, comparing to what's happening during the traffic stops. Once we've got that information, I think we'll have basically the data we need to make some decisions. There's no question that there is a disparity. There's racial disparity in traffic stops. And the next step would be, how do we reduce that? I don't know if we could eliminate it completely, but I think we need to take steps to reduce that.
There's been concern from residents in southeast Urbana about increased crime in that part of the city. As mayor, what do you think you could get done to move forward on addressing those concerns?
Well, one of these areas is in my ward, the Silver Water area, and I've spent thousands of hours also on Learman Avenue, the Aspen Court area. So those are the two most challenged neighborhoods in the city, and that's where I think we need to focus our resources. I'd like to see reduced density of housing, especially in the Water area. We need to completely replace and renovate the housing on the Learman Avenue area. We need to work with rental property owners, and we have been, on security issues and maintenance and management issues. I am most concerned about the increased gun violence that we've seen in recent years in Champaign-Urbana, and more recently, it's escalating in Urbana. I serve on the steering committee for CU Fresh Start, which is the community coalition's approach to deterring gun violence. It's a very strategic, focused approach, focusing on the people who are most likely to engage in gun violence. In terms of focusing our resources, I think we need to have the same sort of strategic approach to crime as we do to the gun violence, which is look at where the most challenged neighborhoods are and focus resources on that.